This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, is this insanity? Serious? And I'm laughing so I don't cry. Oh, my goodness, friends. President Trump considering commuting Rob Blagojevich, commuting his sentence. The American people are looking for this administration to bring the DOJ into place to indict criminals within this government. And Donald Trump is considering commuting criminals that are in prison for corruption. Oh, my goodness. What is it going to take, friends? What is it going to take? I mean, how do you define the word stupidity? Oh, what did old Robbie do, friends? He's a Democrat, friends, so he must be bad, right? Rod Blagojevich is an American former politician who serves as the 40th governor of Illinois. How many other governors are in prison, too, by the way, or have served prison sentences from Illinois, friends? It's astounding. He was impeached in 2003, convicted, and removed from office. There you have it. He was elected governor in 2002. Again, he was impeached and removed from office for corruption. He solicited bribes for political appointments, including Barack Obama's vacant U.S. Senate seat after Obama was elected president in 2008. Roddy was convicted and sentenced to 14 years in prison. And Donald Trump says, you know, that's just not fair. That's too much. A lot of people thought that was unfair, said Donald Trump. And all of his Trumpites will just, oh, okay, whatever you say. Whatever you say, Donald, it must be so. So, again, let me remind you what's happening today, because I have on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, prosecute Hillary Clinton. The American people are waiting for this administration to prosecute Hillary Clinton and others draining the swamp, which was promised to them for over 15 months on the campaign trail before becoming the president of the United States of America. Instead of prosecuting, instead of draining the swamp, he's actually looking to commute sentences with criminal politicians that were busted for corruption. For soliciting bribes, for political appointments. This should come as no surprise to people that have their eyes wide open. That's just not fair what they're doing to Roddy, said Donald. Oh, the Clintons? Oh, I know everybody. I know what I said on the campaign trail, but that was all political speech. That's all political speech. You know, it's just how the game goes. Just tell the people what they want to hear until I get there. And then once I get there, I do what I want. And then once I'm there, I tell the people, the American people, that they owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. 41 seconds into my campaign speech, after I won the people's White House. And then to find out a couple days later that, you know, the Clintons are good people. I don't want to hurt them, said Donald. How many dead people are around the Clintons' friends and they're good people? Well, we can imagine how good Rod Blagojevich is as well, friends. I've done a whole show on the corruption in Chicago alone and how many representatives were actually thrown into prison for their crimes against the people in Illinois. But again, friends, here comes the mask completely off concerning Donald Trump. No justice, friends, just more injustice as it plays out in real time. As a matter of fact, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, the circus of politics goes on. Trump lowers boom. There's contributors on the Sons of Liberty Media that are taken with Donald as well. And Trump lowers the boom about Elijah Cummings, Baltimore. Homicide significantly higher than El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. Well, let me ask you something, Mr. Donald Trump. Is his district a part of the United States of America? It is. It totally is. Or what about his banter between him and the Clintons? Or how many are taken with the banter between him and, well, Biden now? On Sons of Liberty Media, Trump humiliates Joe Biden at press conference. He's incompetent and lost. He's lost his fastball. And all of his worshipers are taken with Donald. Oh, he knows how to play into the circus of politics to appease the people. Look at how I can show my followers that I do nothing more but call other politicians names and fail to bring forth the law. After all, he sold himself as one that hated injustice, and yet we're seeing nothing but injustice come from this administration. We're also finding that Ilhan Omar, friends, you can't make this up, sonsoflibertymedia.com, is now being accused of adultery with strategists. She paid over $250,000. I wonder where she got that money. Could that be the taxpayer dollars? Where's the justice for that one? Oh, we've seen Donald Trump and banner back and forth with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and, you know, Ocasio and others, Pelosi. Where's the justice, Trump followers? Where's it at? Besides, talking heads need to know, and as you're caught up and as you're drinking the Kool-Aid, where's the justice? I'm just asking the question. 1-866-582-9933. Where is the justice that guards our liberties? Now, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just the exact opposite is happening from this administration. Once again, now we're going on to 57 times your gun rights and law-abiding gun right owners or gun owners, friends, that are upholding their God-given rights are under attack by this administration. This administration is accusing law-abiding gun owners for the crimes of the guilty. Do you not understand that? Do I need to make this more clear? I'm speaking to those that I've told 50,000 times that still don't get it. And when you go and you see their live feeds, they're praising the very man that's disarming them. They're praising the very man that's taking their kids and throwing them to the UN indoctrinational scheme under his new Secretary of Education, namely Betsy DeVos. Right? And funding Planned Parenthood at the same time they're telling you that, look, he's going to go after Planned Parenthood. And what happens behind, folks, smoke and mirrors? He funds them. Folks, this isn't about your security and your safety. This is about them stripping you of your right to defend yourself and your family against the very tyrants that are attempting to strip them away. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hang on a second, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. Whoa, what a job. What a job. When you first get saved, you think you can change the whole world in a week. 20 years later, you're still pushing up against it. Doing high school assemblies, friends, being a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. Staying in the center of the warfare. Staying in the center of defending those that are under attack while the American adults are being entertained by a bunch of clowns in politics, because that's exactly what it is. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If you think this is an easy work, let me tell you, friends, that it's not. It's like taking a pry bar and trying to open people's eyes to see the fruit of what's taking place. They're under attack by the very one that they're worshiping. That's what's happening. You know, but friends, this should come as no surprise. I'm paying attention to some of the comments I'm getting right now in live chat. And how people are confused. You're confused because you don't know the Word of God. You're confused because you don't know what the Constitution says. And if you did, it's simple as pie. The model of heaven, keep in mind, is a child. We're to grow up in grace, not grow out of grace. 2 Peter 3:18. But this is what we're seeing today. Hey, folks, you need to understand that you don't make America great again by allowing corrupt politicians to destroy the country and to leave off justice. But that's what's happening. See, you also need to understand politicians don't want to go outside of their scripted talking points because then their agenda would fall apart. Remember, I'm going to take this phone call, Deanna from Illinois. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and to give an appearance of solidity to appear when. It's a created conversation. Folks, Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, Billy Bob Clinton, George W. Bush, all the way back to Ronald Reagan. It's an unconstitutional language. They're countering their very purpose. It, just to prove a point, who's the last president to actually acknowledge that we are a constitutional republic? We're ruled by law, not by parties. Ronald Reagan was. Every president since then has continuously inundated the American people with the fact that we're a democracy when, in fact, we are not a democracy at all. I'm going to take Deanna from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you?
Hey, Bradley. I couldn't help but notice what you said. Rod Blagojevich is not our first governor here in Illinois to be in jail. We have bumper stickers where that say, Illinois, where our governors make our license plates.
Right.
I remember the day they used to make the license plates in the jails.
I don't think I said he was the first. I said I did a show on exposing all the corrupt politicians in Illinois itself, and it was just astounding how many politicians in Illinois alone have ended up in prison. It's crazy.
Yeah, and all of those that continue to escape justice, because people walk around with eyes but they don't see, and ears but they don't hear. It is exactly God's perfect judgment on a people that just want to push God out of their schools, out of their communities, and out of their lives. You know, we've really lost our moral compass, and I'm just so afraid of what the next biggest thing is. Not that I'm going to walk around in fear, but I don't know. At what point am I just not going to be shocked anymore at the deception and the garbage that we're just being overfilled with? That's it.
Do you know how you... Okay, no, that's cool, and I appreciate it. By the way, four of Illinois' last seven governors were sent to prison, four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, craziness. But I wanted to say this. Well, you know how you shock the system that wants to shock you? Because it was the fourth president of the United States of America, James Madison. He had said, the father of the Constitution, he had said, no country can it cannot survive continual warfare. The way to shock that system is to stand up and deal with that system. Because once you do stand up and begin to deal with the system that is creating and contriving continual warfare, which it all is, coming from the politicians and the mainstream media, the CIA-controlled media, they are the ones that are continuously creating the warfare that you are under. When those two are dealt with, friends, it's going to stop. And the message that the American people need to send to corruption, not waiting another day and kicking the can down the road that doesn't exist any longer, is to stand up and lawfully deal with each and every one of them, because what the media is doing is so far out of scope concerning their authority. They do not have a right to lie, to defame, to commit jihad, and they have been doing this for 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 decades with the free hand. And it's the same thing with politicians. Until the American people stand up, Article 2, Section 4, Article 3, Section 3, and deal with them lawfully for the smallest of misdemeanors, and indict them for their crimes against we the people, nothing's going to change. But what you said, Deanna, is exactly what's happening right now. But it's like for people such as yourself to stand up and resist and to begin to deal with them, because they don't know how to respond to it. They really don't.
Agreed. And by the way, I just was in a Costco in a very very left-leaning town wearing my Resistance to Tyranny shirt. And one gentleman actually stopped me, and I thought for sure we were going to have some words. And he said, I just love your shirt. I say, you know what? We need to wake up, because we have kicked the can down the road too far and let these demons get away with all kinds of stuff. And we've come to expect it as the norm. That's the infuriating part. We expect our politicians to lie to us. And
that's
we're all okay with it.
That's
ridiculous. How ridiculous.
No, I totally agree. And I want to answer you off air, and I want to get on topic, and I totally appreciate your phone call, Deanna, very much. But that's exactly right. I was going to bring that up today, and Deanna just reminded me by the Holy Ghost, unbeknownst to her, but the Lord is at work here on this show. When I go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com, do you realize, America, on a daily basis, the same thing with the CIA-controlled mainstream media, do you realize that you are being inundated with news concerning the crimes, the scandals, friends, of those that swore to uphold the law? Do you realize that? What Deanna said was exactly right on the money. You have been conditioned to accept these people to commit crimes with you without consequence. What you have in federal government, what you have in many state governments, and there's a lot of good people there, friends. If there wasn't, we wouldn't be here. Thank God for his mercy. But he gave us mercy for the church to stand up and deal with corruption. Read Psalm 94, verse 16 and 20. The Lord is looking for those that will stand up against the workers of iniquity. Read Isaiah 59, friends, and understand why the judgment is turned backwards in this country and how we can set it straight. Folks, remember when the disciples in the book of Acts, they were called out for sedition. They were called out for naming Jesus as another king. Do you remember they were talking about how the world was turned upside down by the disciples? No, they weren't turning the world upside down, friends. They were turning the world upright. And that's exactly what we're called to do as a church today. Because what's happening, friends, is an absolute joke. And I want to tell you this. The joke is on you people for standing back and tolerating this crime. Look what's happening through this administration. Folks, the grip is getting tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter. The very one you Trump worshipers have been following is the very one that is every step of the way, friends. And I've shared it with you a million times. And if you need to hear it again, give me a call, just like Deanna, 1-866-582-9933. The very things he says he was going to do, he's doing the exact opposite. He puts himself up as a pro-gun, pro-life, pro-this, pro-that. And folks, I'm showing you on this show on a daily basis the very fruit, the corrupt fruit of this administration's tree. And yet there's people that still want to go on worshiping the very one that is destroying them and their posterity. He has no allegiance towards you, America. He has allegiance towards a global agenda because he is a globalist, and it's exactly what he's doing every step of the way. So there, going back to the first segment, there's no reason you're confused. You're confused because you can't see an apple tree for an apple tree. You're confused because you can't see an orange tree for an orange tree. And Jesus said, Matthew 7:16, that we are to judge them by their fruit. And what is their fruit, friends? Their fruit is just the exact, it's rotten, corrupt, wicked fruit. And we must lay the axe to the root of them trees, friends, lawfully. Okay, we're looking for a lawful reformation. But the fact of the matter is they're on full. Folks, they got their pedal to the metal trying to strip you of your God-given rights and your freedom of speech and your Fourth Amendment and your Fifth Amendment when it doesn't belong to them. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say both the state and federal government will pursue charges against the accused Walmart shooter. 21-year-old suspect Patrick Crucius has already been charged with murder by local officials. El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen.
Texas will prosecute first, and then the federal government will do a secondary prosecution.
It's possible the suspect could be given two death sentences. A stabbing rampage in two cities in Southern California has left four people dead and a half dozen businesses robbed. Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney.
Our suspect pulled in his vehicle and confronted our victim and attacked him for no apparent reason. There was no robbery or whatever. He just attacked the guy pumping gas. He sustained traumatic injuries.
A 33-year-old man from Garden Grove is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Okay, friends, so this is what I want to do. I just want to keep it live, okay? You know how they're naming this lone wolf that shot at Walmart? You guys do understand I spent the whole day yesterday and the day before that explaining to you, friends, like, for example, out of Columbine, how there was over 101 eyewitnesses that said differently than what the CIA-controlled media fed concerning their narrative after April 20th, 1999. All of the eyewitnesses went for naught that said there was up to 10 shooters in that school. I gave you the quotes. I gave you the file numbers. Actual quotes from students in public schools. Over 101 quotes. Okay? All of them said there was more shooters than Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. They have covered it up for this long, friends. Can you imagine what they're getting away with today? And they only get away with whatever you let them get away with, period. Let's go back to this Walmart shooter. They keep telling you his name because they want to burn it into your memory. This is who did it. But again, taking that to what just took place in El Paso there in Texas, just do your best to overlook the fact that there was eyewitnesses that said there was four shooters dressed in black. Four shooters dressed in black. We've seen the same thing in Las Vegas. We've seen the same thing at Parkland school shooting. We've seen the same thing in how many other school shootings and mass shootings, friends? There was more to the story, and there's more shooters than that we were told about. Why? Because it's a lone wolf narrative. It fits because if there's more than one, friends, then there's a conspiracy. Then you know you're going to start asking questions, and they don't want you asking questions. Okay? During the break, they just told you that there is, this guy's name from Walmart, the Walmart shooter. Convenient little picture with him holding the very weapon they want to strip away from the American people under this brand new administration. And guess what Donald's doing today, friends? They're drawing up the bills to further unconstitutionally, unlawfully, criminally attempt to disarm the American people. And the reason they're coming up with these red flag laws, which are counter to the U.S. Constitution, they have no business doing it whatsoever. They want to, folks, they want to, at will, get rid of anybody that may be an enemy of the state. That's all they have to do is through the media tell you, friends, that look at this guy, he's an enemy of the state. He's not mentally stable to have a gun. And you need to understand, friends, if you know nothing about the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin, you are seeing it in America today. This is communism. Look at the history of disarmament, friends. It doesn't fare well for the innocent in any sense of the word. I'll do another show concerning that in the up and coming days. You heard the shooter's name from Walmart, right? Hang on a second, live radio. Just getting thoughts here, friends. Got to go with the Holy Ghost. They want to remind you of his name, right? They've already got the closest. The case is completely closed. It's closed, okay? The media comes in. They play the judge, jury, and the executioner. No questions asked. No accessibility to the one accused. Just like that of Nicholas Cruz in Parkland, right? He's a perfect little patsy. Even going back to Kennedy, friends, a perfect little patsy, right? But they keep telling you this guy's name. Why are they doing that? Because this is how they establish, friends, a conspiracy. Or I'm sorry, not a conspiracy, but this is how they cover up for the conspiracy. They want you to remember who did it. It's like every year, JFK assassination. Who do they blame? Yet 81% of the American people don't believe Oswald shot him or shot him alone. Okay? The shooter from Texas is Patrick Crucis. Okay? And they're going to keep pushing this until everybody else is drowned out. I want to ask you a question just to put you to the test. Who is Leon Czolgosz? Who is he? I want to know. Somebody's got to tell me. Leon Czolgosz. I'm sorry if it's not proper, whatever it may be, friends, but who is he? He's the one that shot William McKinley. How come you didn't know his name? Because it wasn't a conspiracy, because he actually did it. You see how that works? Who is Charles J. Guiteau? He was the president, or he was the man that shot and assassinated James A. Garfield. How come we don't have these names in our memories like we do that of Timothy McVeigh? How come we don't have these etched into our minds and our hearts, friends, like that of Lee Harvey Oswald or Sirhan Sirhan, which, by the way, friends, in every one of these, or how about that of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination? None of his family members believed that James Earl Ray did the shooting. They believed he was set up. But what was the media's narrative? And they keep riding over you, America, because they know that if they keep inundating you with it, sooner or later, you're just going to throw your hands up in the air and say, okay, I believe it. That's how they operate. And that's what they're doing today. I'm going to take Desiree from Washington. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, ma'am?
Oh, I'm wonderful, actually. Thank you for asking.
Yes, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I had to. I've actually been ostracized for speaking out against President Trump with his anti-QA rhetoric. And, you know, I'm watching the news. I'm watching it in Spanish. I'm watching it in English with the El Paso shooter. And I'm hearing, oh, there's four gunmen. Suddenly it turns into one. The guy is escorted calmly, not shot by the cops. He's escorted calmly out by one officer. When would that ever happen? The cops just happen to be there. And they're never there when you need them. And then Trump is jumping on the bandwagon, even though the guy's pants were cargo pants, and suddenly he's walking out in dress slacks. Who does that? Nobody's going to change their pants in the middle of shooting. No one's going to stop shooting once they actually have it in their mind and they start mowing people down. They're not going to stop at 30
That's
seconds.
Right.
That's not. They're feeding us this, and I can't believe it. And then I hear Trump the next day talking about, well, we'll do red flag laws, and that's going to hurt a lot of veterans with PTSD. They want to take our guns. And then he even talks about involuntary confinement. What's that? a FEMA camp? I mean, honestly, do they think we're stupid? But, yeah, I mean, well, look at all the brainwashed kids now. Yeah,
Desiree, just think about this. That's exactly right. A lot of people are awake. There's no question about it. But there is a lot of people that are that stupid. That's right. Yeah, that is exactly what people need to realize. And guess what I'm fighting against almost every day? Stupid people that I can. Hey Desiree, I can transport some of these people to the sun, and they wouldn't want to see it concerning Donald Trump. You want to know why? Because they don't want to see it. That's why.
They worship him. They worship him like a false idol.
You know, do people, you know, a question I want to ask this because I was thinking about this earlier. Do people really think that people hated Adolf Hitler? After Joseph Stalin was assassinated, when he died, did you know that they felt that they lost their father to their country? Do you know that? People need to realize that these people do what they do because they're loved by the masses, not because they're hated. And what's happening? You've got too many people going the same direction, going right along with it, because they're taking him for face value rather than knowing for themselves as to what he can lawfully do and what he cannot lawfully do. And guess what, friends? He's doing right now what he should not be lawfully doing.
Exactly, and if you look back at the Germany era where Hitler was there, you can talk to people that were alive back then that said, well, we trusted the government. We gave them our guns willingly. Then they took our freedom away. Then they had people ratting each other out to the government. And why? Because they thought the government was going to protect them. Never in history has the government done anything but destroy. Anything, everything they touch dies. And I'm looking back because I knew my history. We didn't black out and censor history. We didn't have revisionist history back then when I was going to school. And so I learned about it, and I'm seeing it happen today. We've got Antifa, and they silence. They're anti-fascist, but they're the most fascist that I've ever seen. But they are not being labeled a threat by the FBI. However,
that's right.
QAnon conspiracy theorists recently. Oh, really? So, but you're still not going to add Antifa to that list. Why? Why?
Right.
Wake up, America. Wake up. We're going to be Venezuela.
That's exactly right. And what's interesting about that is people don't realize, as they're worshiping Donald Trump, he is the very one attacking their God-given rights. And that's the fact of the matter. Mm-hmm. And nobody can dispute with me. And by the way, Desiree, that's why a lot of people don't call in, is because they just want to be mad at me for telling them the truth that they don't want to swallow. Because if they did, then they would actually have to stand up and take responsibility rather than just following along, right along over the top of the cliff with the masses. In fact, friends, that's exactly what's happening. Thank you for the call, Desiree. I totally appreciate your phone call. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I love hearing from people that are awake because there's a lot of you. You need to begin to voice your understandings. You need to weigh in and throw it out there on the table for other people to realize that, folks, you know what? You got to tell them, you got to tell your neighbors, you got to tell your communities that you are being lied to. You know, and my thought goes to this even now concerning your gun rights. Listen, friends, one of my friends on live chat just said right now, he said all gun laws are unconstitutional. They totally are. Now, if this was about your security and your safety, I got a question for you. Wasn't it this government that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb? The weakest in society? Yeah, it is. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Didn't Donald Trump just fund Planned Parenthood? Yeah, but you know how they did this? Through smoke and mirrors? The media, that's fake news as he calls them, that are on his side, promoting his every word. It's interesting, he was talking about how he was going to defund them. And guess what transpires, friends? His funding Planned Parenthood, well, that rhetoric was just thrown out there, friends, with nothing behind it but rhetoric to throw off his worshipers and believing that whatever he does, Donald can do no wrong. America, it's time to wake up. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Boy, live chat's just alive, vibrant. Love it. Got people talking, got people thinking about what's going on. There's a lot of people in this country, friends, with their eyes wide open. For all those that are throwing their hands up and they're saying, well, there's nothing we can do about it, well, guess what? They win. But I got to lay something to your candor. I want to lay something to your feet. If it was all over with, then why do you still have the freedom to do the right thing? Can you answer that? If it was all over with, then why do you still have the freedom today to do the right thing? Friends, you need to understand what's going on in your country. You're under attack. You're under attack like you've never been under attack before. I had a lady, I was going to address this earlier, and I got caught up with a phone call. She said she was confused. There's nothing to be confused about. You judge them by their fruit. If I walk up to an apple tree and it has apples on its branches, guess what? It's an apple tree. Common sense comes into play, right? If I walk up to an orange tree and it has oranges on the branches, guess what? Same exact thing. It's an orange tree. I can't look at an apple tree and see oranges on its branch and say, well, that's an apple tree. No, it's not. It's an orange tree because that's the fruit that it's bearing. That's what's happening here. He's bearing corrupt, wicked fruits. Bitter fruits, America. But yet he wants you to believe, and the media is doing for him. That, folks, you need to understand they are not at odds. They're not at odds. They're in it together. Folks, you need to break out of the establishment mentality, and the way to do that is to hold on to the truth. Buy the truth and sell it not. The media put him there. Folks, there's 200 other candidates running for the presidency. How many have you heard of? The ones that Americans hate? to drive support to Donald Trump to do for those that you hate what you would not otherwise let those that you hate do, Donald's doing for them. That's how this is being played out. Don't doubt me. Friends, if it wasn't true, why all the suppression? Why all the censorship? Why all the censorship, friends? Why am I an enemy to the state, friends? Because truth exposes the lie. And I shared with you the other day a quote from Goebbels, who talked about the truth cannot be given to the people for us to maintain the lie. If you're sick and tired of the establishment, then turn off the television and begin to do your own due diligence, friends. Period. Period. Because the opposite of what you're being told through the media and Donald Trump are, folks, this is all, again, circus of politics. This has created WWE, pro wrestling. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump's best friend that heads up the WWE, friends, he appointed his wife to a position in his cabinet. He's a billionaire. Off of what? Deception, right? What do pro wrestlers do? They set up the good guy and they set up the bad guy. They put them together on the ring. Everybody knows it's fake, right? Behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. I did a show on this too. Best of friends. And the more they can work the people up and the more they can sell tickets, guess what? The more wealth they accumulate. Off the stupidity of the people that are paying for the tickets. Let me go back to this. 2 Corinthians 11:14. Okay? No marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, who shall, folks, listen to this, whose end shall be according to their what? To their works. To their works. He's a point man. He's a front man. He's bringing about a global initiative. The agenda is going forward. Desiree was exactly right. It was John Calvin that said, listen, when God needs to judge a nation, he uses wicked men to do it. Who are wicked men? Those that know to do right, but they do the opposite. They've already sold their soul, friends. They've already sold their soul for 30 pieces of silver. And it's exactly what we see with this current administration. There's no title of nobility. Article 1, Section 7 in the U.S. Constitution. Yet the American people, his worshippers, treat him like he's a king. Whoa! You deserve what you get. You deserve what you get. You really do. You can't show a mercy unto a people that won't receive it. I said yesterday in Jonah 2:4, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercies. That's exactly right. America is observing lying vanities with a smile on their face. You want to know why? Because they want a past to continue on leading their own selfish lives. And I'm talking about a majority of those that call themselves Christians. I'm here to tell you, you are no more Christians than Judas was. Rest assured. Rest assured. He was a disciple, and he was willing to kiss the Christ for 30 pieces of silver. What did he do? He betrayed the truth giver. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. It's the same thing the American people are doing. They're saying no to God and yes to old Donnie. Yep. No to God that sets men free, 2 Corinthians 3:17, but we'll take him who enslaves us. That's exactly what's happening. Enslaving your posterity. Enslaving your posterity, attempting to strip away your God-given rights today, friends. Hey, you know, I want to say this too, because this is an answer back from the Holy Ghost. Oh, Bradley, you know, it's a good thing we have diplomatic people out there. You know, diplomacy has brought you to the degree that you are in this country today. That's why your backs are up against the wall. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise, because you have put up with people that have continuously bled out and debated away the pith and marrow of your God-given rights, which you didn't pay for. But somebody did in your family, didn't they? They fought and bled and died ratifying the Constitution 6 feet under the ground with a Christian cross on the top of their heads as you submit to the very enemies that your veterans and your family members fought against. You've been conditioned. You've been dummied down. It's a fact. We're called to live unto them who died for us. First, starting with the Christ who died on Calvary and bled Calvary red with his blood. And yet you stand over there in Arlington and you honor them with your lips, but your hearts are far from them in combating the very things they fought, bled, and died fighting against. You have an administration that has a smile on his face, and he wants to take away your rights. He wants to give your kids to the UN agenda under Betsy DeVos, as I said earlier. He's funding Planned Parenthood, friends. He's funding your enemies to come into the United States of America so much for, friends, that he just released last month 196,000 illegals back onto the streets of America. Donald Trump's administration did that. And what is he doing on the other hand? He's trying to disarm you. He's trying to disarm you. You have 35 jihadi camps in America. Nobody's talking about it. And he wants to disarm you. What do you think is happening? They want to strip you of your right to defend yourself and to fight off tyranny if need be. That was the whole purpose. Our forefathers established the Second Amendment. As a matter of fact, if our forefathers were not armed, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't be here. You're letting the mentally ill set the agenda, America. And you see them on every radio show, and I'm talking about the mainstream media, and the conservative talking heads who are nothing more than controlled opposition. Why? Because they're not a threat to the establishment that everybody in this country declares that they're sick and tired of. How does that work, hypocrites? Wow. Wow. Had a lady say earlier, she's confused about the deep state. Here, I'm here to tell you, listen to me carefully. There is no deep state. Now, is there another government in the shadows? Oh, there's no question about it. Just ask me. Just ask me. Just ask me. I'll tell you. Doing high school assemblies and the harassment my ministry has endured by this shadow government that you talk about. There's no question about it, but I want you to remember something. The deep state is the way that you have been led to believe that there's a deep state. I got a question for you, okay? And this is my last question for you for the day. How does the deep state push forward their agenda without America's politicians doing it for them? Hey, I want to ask you something, friends. Is it the Muslims that are disarming you? Is it the illegals coming in from the southern border? And I'm talking about illegals, not undocumented illegals. Are they the ones stripping your God-given rights away? Are they the ones giving your kids over to the UN? Hey, friends, the deep state can't do what the deep state does without Donald Trump doing it for them, or Barack Hussein Obama doing it for them. Get out of their talking points, because what they're doing is they're filleting people. They're dividing people. Minusculely, friends. This is what they're doing by design. Confusion of faith comes to a people that refuse to obey, disobey God. They refuse to obey God, I'm sorry, in disobedience to God. When you go to Daniel chapter 9, verse 7, I want you to listen carefully. Hey, folks, I'm going to say it one more time. How does the deep state push forward their agenda without America's politicians doing it for them? Who's attempting to strip you of your God-given rights today? But you know what you're going to do? Donald will blame the deep state, and then all of a sudden there goes his worshipers talking about the deep state that he just got done acting on their behalf. The Bible says in Daniel 9:7, listen carefully, it says, O Lord, righteousness belong unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces as it is this day, because the inhabitants of Jerusalem and of Israel that are near and that are far off through all the countries whithersoever.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.